With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting inflicting what it described as a serious blow to the Islamic terrorist group Hamas. The Israeli army say they have exposed the center of a vast underground network used by Hamas. Lisa Dwyer has more.
Israel has said destroying the tunnels is a major objective of their offensive. The army says they found command and control positions, meeting rooms, and hideout apartments for the most senior leaders of Hamas. The discovery comes as Hamas's top leader is in Egypt for talks aimed at brokering a temporary ceasefire and a new deal for Hamas to swap Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners, and as international pressure continues to grow for Israel to scale back its military offensive on Gaza. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Americans are feeling more confident about the economy, Ed Donahue reports.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rose for the second month in a row. Expectations of a recession in the next 12 months declined to the lowest levels so far this year. The index measures assessment of current economic conditions and the outlook for the next 6 months. The survey's write-in responses indicated rising prices are still consumers' top concern, while worries over interest rates and conflicts around the world declined. The survey also showed modest increases in intentions to buy homes, cars, and appliances, and to spend on vacations. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked a California law that would have banned carrying firearms in most public places, ruling that it violates the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and deprives people of their ability to defend themselves and their loved ones. The law was set to take effect January 1st. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 475 points, the Nasdaq dropping 225, the S&P 500 lower by 70. This is SRN News. UPS has teamed up with the Salvation Army to spread Christmas cheer.
UPS employees in five cities have adopted 425 children this Christmas through the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program. The Christian nonprofit helps provide Christmas gifts to hundreds of thousands of children around the country each year. UPS hopes its efforts will inspire a cycle of giving and kindness. A company representative said, in the future, those kids could potentially be donors to Angel Tree because someone helped them. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
One Florida church wants to make sure that nobody misses Christmas Eve services. Grace Family Church in Tampa Bay will host 31 Christmas Eve services available to all families across the region at seven different locations. Lead pastor Craig Altman says, "We're delighted to open our doors and invite families from all over Tampa to experience a service." This is SRN News. Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says the decision by the Colorado State Supreme Court to exclude Donald Trump from the ballot was motivated by politics.
Senator Hagerty says there was no due process and called the ruling a blatant political decision. Hagerty, who has endorsed Donald Trump and served as his ambassador to Japan, also complained to Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo that, quote, "We have a ruling here that would disenfranchise half of Colorado." Hagerty also says the Colorado ruling poses a far greater threat to democracy than any threat Democrats say would accompany a Trump re-election. Bob Agner reporting.
The United States has freed a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in exchange for the release of 10 Americans imprisoned in the South American country and the return of a fugitive defense contractor. That contractor is known as Fat Leonard. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.